Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, buffalo rancher Weston Merrill discovers tough choices he made this summer have actually given him the best breeding season yet. When the worst drought in three decades enveloped Montana and much of the western U.S. this summer, Weston, himself just 31, really didn't know how everything would play out.
Where we had them summered, there's a live stream that runs through all year. Up high, where the stream comes into the property, it was still running because there's a little more spring there. But by the time it got to the other end of the property, it's dry. Well, that small amount of water that's still coming at the top isn't enough water to water all of the cows effectively.
This was a problem. Of all the nutrients cattle require, carbohydrate, protein, vitamins, and minerals, water, clean water, is most critical. Weston had to work out how to water more than 400 head of mother cows for what could be weeks, even months.
A cow in the summertime, she'll drink 50 gallons of water a day. And that water, the cleaner and better it is, the healthier your cow's going to be, the more milk she's going to produce, and in turn, the bigger calf she's going to raise.
So he figured something out, for the most part, using what he had, his own labor, and all the hours of the long Montana summer days.
We started hauling water, and we invested some money in some big water tanks on the back of one of our old flatbed trucks, and we bought some stock tanks, and we hauled them water sometimes twice a day.
He and his dad also scrapped their planned pasture rotation. That's moving cows from one cordoned-off section of a field to another.
Going into the summer, we had the idea of going in to each pasture and quickly, maybe every 2 weeks, or as we saw fit, we would be moving these pastures. The first pasture we hit in the summer, we'd be out of there right away. Toward the end of the summer, that pasture would have time to recuperate. Then we could move back into it. But that changed because the pasture that we were in first didn't have any moisture or as much moisture to recuperate. So we stayed in it just a little bit longer. But what we did with the mobile water station, we could put it into different places in the pasture so that those places got grazed. Like furthest away from the stream was able to get grazed a little better. Cows, you know, they're like people. They want to get the easiest feed, right? They want to do what's easy.
Sometimes small changes are hard to quantify, especially in agriculture, where there are so many moving parts. But Weston knows for sure his choice paid off.
It was very time-consuming, but very worth it, because our calves weighed well, but also I think that hauling water made for a healthier cow and made for a better breeding season, so that this year we have a less percentage of cows that are open.
Open cows are cows that aren't pregnant. They usually go to town. That's a rancher euphemism for sold to a feedlot. Ranchers get cash from that sale, but not nearly as much as if the cow had had a calf to sell year after year. Weston's inspired response to the drought has given him an idea.
We are looking at being able to run water lines and put permanent water in to all the places that we hauled water, so that way we don't have to haul it every day. There's always updating our entire stock watering system so that we can do all the time what we did this summer, because we don't have all that infrastructure in place right now, and hauling that water really, really changed the game, and it kind of proved to us that it's going to be a worthwhile investment so that we can more effectively use our grass.
The drought could have been a total disaster for Weston. It could have ruined him. Instead, it's been a boon.
The ability to change and adapt to market conditions, consumer wants, Mother Nature. I mean, that's really what's going to make you or break you, is your ability to change and adapt.
Next week, early snow in central Montana means Weston's feeding cows much earlier than he expected, and he's kind of freaking out.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.